Very strange comparison. Shaparu legazel lascharim, Ravam bikish lakay sakol. We start off talking about the Pesach story, and Zipporah wasn't that bad after all. Lavan wanted to get rid of everybody. Parah, on the other hand, he wasn't as bad because he just wanted to destroy the males. But Lavan wanted to get everybody. And you really wonder. That's a way to start the story. I understand that we need to go back to the beginning. But why are we making this kind of comparison? Why are we making Paro into the good guy, at least, relatively? Chaim Brisker says, no, you got it all wrong. This is showing us and telling us how bad Paro was. Paro understood. There was a promise to Avraham Avinu that his children would never be destroyed, they'd never be wiped out. And therefore, when Paro makes a decree against the males, that every boy that's born is going to get thrown into the river, he understands the Jews will be there forever. But that's fine. Because if there are no Jewish males, then what's going to be with the females? The females will marry the Mitzrayim. They'll assimilate in. And yeah, it's true that the halacha is that a Jewish woman that has a child with a non-Jewish man, the child's Jewish. So Avraham Avinu's children will actually never die out. Baruch Paro understood what kind of a Jew they would be. They'd be totally assimilated. They'd be totally mixed in with the Mitzrayim. They'll be his. They'll be his slaves. They'll be part of his culture. They won't grow up in homes that are faithful to the mission and the message of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, in a certain sense, this is worse, says the Brisker Rav. Because it's causing Avraham's message to die out. And whilst it's true technically, there'll be descendants of Avraham Avinu. Religiously, they won't. We need to think about that for a minute. Think about that in our day and age. Think about the tragedy of assimilation. Think about children that are growing up in homes where the fathers aren't Jewish because the mothers didn't care enough. Think about what that does to the mission and the message of Avraham Avinu. Think about the silent Holocaust that goes on when there's intermarriage and assimilation. And realize what awful, horrific decree it is. Say the night's a night of continuity, of passing on the Messiah. So maybe it's quite appropriate to mention this right at the beginning.